It is Denver's home for today's comedy, Comedy 103.1. It is Big Mike. Excited to get this man back in studio this weekend. He's at Comedy Works South at the Landmark. He's a comedian. He's a writer. He's a producer. Been a part of such shows as The Simpsons, Parks and Recreation, of course, Stand Against Evil. And this weekend, you'll see him right here. I'd like to welcome Daniel Gould back. What's up, Dana?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. How you been?
I'm busy. I'm glad I'm busy. I'm not complaining.
It's a good problem to have.
Yeah, but it's still a lot.
Sometimes it's one of those problems you don't appreciate till you have nothing to do.
Yes. Well, believe me, I load up so I am busy.
Yeah.
To prevent myself from having nothing to do, because my brain, I'm sure it's the same with you. My brain is like, to use an old reference, Pac-Man.
Yeah.
And if it's not chewing the stuff in front of it, it's just chewing the stuff. It'll just turn in and start eating itself.
I'm sort of the same way, but it's more because nobody else wants to pay my bills for me. So I decide I should work, I guess.
Yeah. Me with spare time, that's a terrible.
Not a good thing?
Yeah.
Like, what happens to you when you have
Well, you know that whole theory, like, they say God is always with you.
Yeah.
If that's true, he's seen some terrible things.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that.
God has sat through a lot of Pornhub.
Yeah.
This one again?
I got to expect at some point, even before Facebook, God created the filter, so you don't have to watch everything. I think Zuckerberg probably takes credit. I think even God's like, we're going to not watch him for 24 hours.
Yeah. This one again? No, thanks.
Exactly.
You know, that girl when she was in high school worked at a bird sanctuary. God, please. That guy's dead now. God, please. Yeah.
Not going to watch that either.
You want to talk to him? No, I'm just trying to do this.
So we got
to sit through this crap.
I want to thank you for not running me over this morning. I'm walking in the studio and this car just comes. I'm like, you know, for me, sometimes when I see speeding cars, I'm like, maybe I'll just keep walking just in case they hit me. Get a nice little payday out of it. You know, I prepare to jump, and then I turn right and it's you. And
I went to the Death Race 2000 traffic school.
So yeah, okay, good. I mean, you weren't behind the wheel, but I wasn't. Trust me, I would try to hold you liable.
But it's not the first time.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Anything I could do to, like I said, nobody else is paying my bills for me, so I got to figure my way out.
This is a great time to be running a comedy network because there's nothing to talk about.
Not at all.
There's nothing going on in the world.
It's so boring out there right now.
I'm quickly at the point, but you do get to the point where nothing would, you know, the moon could grow a face and start calling us assholes. Like, oh yeah, the moon called me an asshole last night. Yeah, no, I know. I heard.
It's got to be an interesting time to be a comedian. I mean, I know some comedians may not necessarily always talk about current events or whatever they did to talk about, but I mean, there's so much going on. Sometimes you just watching CNN is like a comedy show, like just watching the news in general.
It's
like
true.
So much is going on where you're just like, what's going on?
Well, it's very tricky because there's two giant sides, and we are, as a country, we're in a bad marriage.
Yeah.
You know, in the sense that you can't have a marriage based on the fact, I'm always right.
Yeah.
You're always wrong.
That never works.
That never works. And as the old saying goes, you can be right or you can be happy.
Yeah.
You can't have both all the time.
Exactly.
And so what I find, and believe me, when I got married, I had to learn how to fight.
Yeah.
Because my whole approach to marriage was like, my wife will say something that drives me insane. I won't say anything. And then later, I'll die of cancer. You know,
that's not healthy.
It's not healthy. And then we got too good at fighting. Where it was like, you know, you come home with the wrong kind of milk, and 20 minutes later, it's like, so just so I'm clear on this, if I died and came back as a turtle, you wouldn't feed me. That's what you're saying right now.
And that's not healthy either.
That's not healthy either. Surprisingly, that marriage didn't work. But what I find, like when I'm performing and stuff, you have to take the idea of, you know, you say my side sucks and your side's great. I say your side sucks and my side's great. What if we both agreed that both sides suck?
Yeah.
Both sides suck. And then you can, because they do.
Of course.
And then in the middle, then you can get some headway. You're never going to get anybody to hear you unless you grant them something at the beginning. Well, I see your point.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have to see. And then people will relax.
And maybe I'm remembering history wrong, but it seemed like that sort of used to exist back in the day where everybody had who they supported or whatever. But people could say, look, this person's doing this. Now it seems like people are like 100% yes, 100% yes. No. There is no gray
That's
area.
Absolutely true.
There's no common ground. And it just creates a lot of anger, which when you go through a whole week of that, you're like, I need to go to a comedy show.
Exactly.
Just unwind.
We've gone from I'm right and you're wrong to I'm right and you're evil.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
And
you're right, you're wrong, move to another country.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, that's the trick, is it trying to get people to just sort of chill out and realize that what if they both suck?
they do both suck, and so not even a what if. Yeah. Like I said, the good news is when you go through a whole week of that, starting tonight, you get to go to shows like yours at Comedy Works South.
God willing,
take your mind off a little bit.
Yeah, God willing, and there's giant things that you know you can talk about, and there's little things. Here's a little thing that I've noticed recently. You know, there's all this talk now about building safety and things like that. I had an infection on my finger, under my fingernail. Oh. So I had to go to my dermatologist. Now, my dermatologist is in a high-rise building.
Yeah.
And I'm up there and I go, hey, I need to use the men's room. And they go, you're going to need the code.
Yep.
Like, really? Can we get over the fetish that somebody unauthorized might have to take a piss?
Yeah.
Are there gangs?
I understand the high rise, but like, it's one thing if it's the 7-Eleven on the street corner.
Are there gangs of hobos roaming the 23rd floor of the medical tower at UCLA?
Yeah.
Starting trash can fires and making stew?
You know what that is. Is there some asshole on the 22nd floor who always goes up there?
Lawyers running down the hallway with toilet paper. Come and get me!
Exactly.
Yeah. And what is the theory? If they went to the elevator and found a turd on the floor, they'd be like, thank God that guy didn't have the code.
Exactly.
That might have been in our toilet.
Exactly.
Just relax. Let people use the toilet. Things are going to be fine.
Exactly. Although, here in this building, we got people that try to make their way up to it. But luckily, our doors are locked.
So yeah. It's just
lock your doors.
Yeah. Just let people go to the. Everything's going to be fine.
Everything is going to be fine. We have Dana Gould. He's here this weekend. Starting tonight, Comedy Works South at the Landmark. So past several years, you've been working on Stand Against Evil. It looks like just last month they announced the third season's on the way.
That's right, yeah. We are right in the third season right now. John McGinley is our lead, Janet Varney. Third season will premiere on IFC in the fall. And I'm also going to be doing a little bit of work on the show I'm Dying Up Here, which is about comedians. On Showtime. It's basically set in the Comedy Store in the late 70s. Yeah. But I'm not playing a comedian. I'm playing an asshole agent. How will I ever find that?
I was going to say, how hard did you work to find that? Where'd you find your muse for that?
Yeah, it was tricky. I spent a lot of time doing research.
Well, you know, one thing is cool.
It was called remembering.
That helped out.
Yeah.
So one cool thing about this stage, you know, we've been 5 years now, is several people like you that have always stopped by when your time is... I think when the first time you're coming, you were working on the show.
Right.
And then you came back, and the second season just got announced. Here you are, third season.
So yeah, exactly.
It's awesome seeing, like, your guys' work progress as you continue to come to Denver. When you see Denver coming up on your calendar, you know, what does that mean for you, like, as a stand-up comedian?
Oh, I love it. Well, fortunately, you know, I can be picky with where I go.
Yeah.
Because I have... 7 different careers and I work in different areas, that allows me to be able to say no to things I don't want to do for the most part.
Right.
And so when I am on the road, I want to be there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I love Denver. I have a lot of friends here. Kevin is a really good friend of mine, and, it's a great comedy town, and I like the altitude more than anything.
Something about grasping for air that really helps you appreciate life.
I used to go to HBO. Used to have a comedy festival in Aspen.
Yeah,
and I used to go there a lot. But Aspen is not a good comedy town. Nobody in Aspen is experiencing. No one is stressed out.
Right.
In Aspen, you know, comedy works well, and in a place where people are stressed, where the weather is chasing you inside the building, basically, you know, it's a good comedy. Have you ever, like, and these alternative comedy rooms, like you go into a laundromat and there's a comedy show.
Yeah.
Comedy should be sprung on people
unexpectedly,
like a ghost.
Yeah. people that are in the middle of like living hard times. And yeah.
Yeah. Just, you know, comedy, you should know what you're getting when you go in there and
if
be
your
real.
Set has to be entirely about Whole Foods, you're probably not having a tough time. I mean, for them to understand the joke.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And you got to be, and then just go in and do it. And that is, but the great thing is like going to Denver, you're engaged with the crowd and the crowds are smart. And the shows are very engaging. And I was noticing this about our glorious leader yesterday on television. When for a salesman, and Donald Trump is, if nothing else, a salesman.
And he's proud to admit that.
Yeah, he's proud to admit. But for a salesman, he's not a good actor. Like, when you watch him when he's speaking,
yeah,
and when he's saying something he cares about, he's so engaged. Yeah. He's so galvanized. Hillary Clinton is going to jail where she will make a papier-mâché dildo from the pages of her book, It Takes a Village. But then when he actually has to say something adult, like the president, and he's just like, we have to stop violence against child ran in our country. Turn page.
he's got to get that nasal.
He cannot fake.
He's got to get that nose checked out.
He cannot fake it.
He's in need of a rhinoplasty. Something's going on there that nobody's talking about.
Yeah.
Or he has to have the note like yesterday when he was having his form.
Yeah. Thank you.
I hear you.
I hear you.
You have to be reminded to say, I hear you.
Thank you. Thank you for being my wife.
Thank you so much. Well, Dana, we want to thank you for always making time for us when you're
my
in town.
My pleasure.
Man.
It's always happy to be here.
Tonight through this weekend, Comedy Works at the Landmark. Get those tickets while you can. There's only a few left at comedyworks.com. Dana Gould, thank you so much, man.
Great to see you again.
Appreciate it.